Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 52, titled The Cure. And kind of what's behind that title is, you know, I wanted to sit down with a friend of mine who wants to get into the medical research field, and particularly studying out cancer research. And it's pretty cool how she got inspired to go into that. You know, when we chatted, it turns out, you know, someone that she knew was affected by cancer, and particularly colon cancer. And I know that's something that's has affected my family too. My father, you know, was diagnosed with colon cancer a few years ago and has gone through a lot of challenges. You know, he's on the other side of it, but still, you know, deals with it. And so I got checked this past year. And so when I think about finding cures, that's something that's truly noble. I don't know if we think about the many, many men and women out there who are trying to find the cures for many diseases. And I was curious to know, you know, what drives that desire? You know, where does that come from? You know, and a lot, I'll say it time and time again, I have the utmost respect for those in the medical field. You know, the desire and the responsibility of taking care of another human being and their health, that's not related to you. that's a high calling and definitely admirable. So for those in the medical field and just those that serve in general, much appreciated. But I was curious to know what drives that desire. Where does that come from? And just seeing what different parallels and what insights come from that. So I got to sit down with a friend, Kim Aquino, and chat with her. She's a current student at the University of Washington. And, you know, for those that don't know, the University of Washington, they have a world-renowned medical program here. And it's very competitive. And a lot of the best and brightest, you know, doctors come out of that field, and researchers come out of that program. And so it's pretty cool to be able to sit down with her and see what inspired her to get into this field, what motivates her currently, and what helped propel that desire to continue in this work. So stick around for part two of this episode, where I sit down with Kim and talk about the cure, and we chat about that for a little bit. So stick around, follow the podcast, D-Time Podcast, Twitter and Instagram and Gmail. And we'll be back with part two. Peace. Hey, welcome to part two of Geek Time. I'm here with your guest, Kim Aquino. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Kim, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm here at the University of Washington. It's kind of cold, but it's not too bad. Cloudy day.
Awesome. Well, Kim, today we're talking about, the title of the episode is called The Cure. But before we kind of dive into that topic, why don't you take a couple minutes just to introduce yourself to those that may be listening.
Okay. So my name is Kimberly Aquino, like David said. I am a student at the University of Washington. I'm just not taking classes. Well, I'm taking classes in the spring, but right now I'm just taking a break, and I'm working full time at Goodwill, and that's just what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. I'm glad I pronounced your name right. That's awesome.
Yeah, you got it pretty good.
So, you know, the title of the lesson is called The Cure, and I thought it'd be cool to talk about medical research, and I know that's something that you're very interested in, but I'm curious, what made you want to get into medical research?
Well, I've always wanted to, like, be a doctor, but I feel like now, since I've seen, like, how much, like, work that goes into it and how many years you have to, like, spend in school, I kind of hesitated. I'm like, I don't really think I have, like, the time for that right now, like, with the, like just like half my life is going to be spent going to school and just continuing to keep on going to school and stuff like that. I feel like I just couldn't really, I don't think I'm like cut out for that. And so I was like, and then in the summer before coming to college, I did an internship with the USDA in, that's in WSU Pullman. And so I did a research there, and I'm like, I ended up liking the work. And so I'm like, why not combine the two? Like, do research, but then, like, do it, like, in the medical field, which is what I originally wanted to do. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Are you able to find that connection? Is there any particular area within the medical research that you're particularly interested in?
I think I would want to go into like cancer research because I've had like a like personal connections to it. Like my my uncle, he passed away of colon cancer, and then my grandma, she had I think I forgot the specific name, but like throat cancer, basically. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, side note, you know, my dad too, he had colon cancer a couple of years ago. And this past year, I got tested, since, you know, I'm considered a high risk, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got tested. So for those listening out there, the guys, get your butts checked for colon
yes.
cancer.
It's really important because, you know, if you don't get it checked out, you might find out late, like too soon in life or too late in life.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So going back to medical research, what do you feel like is kind of like one of the more interesting aspects of that type of work?
Like interesting? Like what?
Specifically, you know, the cancer research, what outside of obviously, you know, having folks that, you know, that have cancer, what other things are, of a particular interest in terms of that type of research?
I think for me, like, what I find, like, really interesting is being able to find maybe, like a cure. Like, I feel like a lot of people have been, like, spending years and years and on trying to, like, find the cure for, like, cancer, and just being able to be a part of that. And if, like, one day, you know, somebody is able to find the cure, and just being able to find the cure for cancer, and, like, to see how many lives will be impacted by it and, like, how many lives can be saved. And because cancer is treatable, or, like, it's depending on the type. It's treatable, but it's not, like, a guarantee that you're going to live in it.
Right. Now, I know you're kind of, you know, just getting in the beginnings of it, but for you, to this point, are there any aspects of, like, learning about this field or in field in general that you feel translates into other aspects of your life or life in general?
I feel like, research is very, like, independent work. And I feel like for me, I tend to be a very independent person. So I like to do things on my own. And with research, you work with the lab, but it's, like, your own work at your own pace. And just finding a balance between your work and like life and stuff like that. I feel like it's more like manageable and time efficient.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Kim, I always like to ask the same question to folks that I sit down and talk with. And it doesn't have to anything to do with the field of medical research, but what is one of the best pieces of advice that someone has shared with you?
I feel like just never being afraid to go after like what you want, because I feel like for me, like I can tend to be like a coward and talk myself down and just convince myself that I'm not going to be able to do it, and just feeling like scared about going for things. But I feel like just, like, learning to set that fear aside and allowing yourself to do things that you won't be able to, and just, like, being surprised by the results when you do actually try.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great input. Kim, thank you so much. I know that, you know, this topic is a very in-depth, detailed topic, but I think it's important that you know, man, there's a lot of, you know, people doing great work and trying to find cures to diseases. And I think it's cool that that's something that that you enjoy, wanted to find that answer. So thanks for taking the time out and chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And so for those listening, if you're in, maybe if you're in the medical field, for anyone listening, let us know what you enjoy, maybe challenges, insights that you have when it comes to this topic. And you can follow this podcast at on Twitter at D-Time Podcast and Instagram, and send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you once again, Kim.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.